713-1010 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by The Bruce Company. And joined in studio this morning from The Bruce Company is Lisa Briggs. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing all right. I can't find too much to complain about. Looks like a nice sunny day out there. Looking out at the pond, and it just looks beautiful. Nice clear water.
Yeah. So. It's going to be beastly hot later today, but right now it's fine.
Yes, for now, we'll take what we've got for now, and we'll worry about all of that fun stuff later. And Brian Posick just was in here, and he had mentioned to me, he says, ungodly hot, and he says, crunchy lawns.
The lawns
are getting crunchy.
Yeah, everybody's lawns came back, and now you have to make that decision again.
As to what you
want to do about it. Do you want to water it and keep it going?
Oh,
or do you
man.
Want to let it go and let it go dormant? It's just going dormant. It's not dying. So, you know, it depends on how you feel about lawns in general, how you feel about watering lawns. But you do have to water other things. Other things do not go dormant.
Okay.
They will die if you don't water them. So, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, you know, for sure, keep watering anything that you've planted this year. Good soak once a week. I don't know, when it's really, really hot like this, I always check water first because something might need more often waterings, or it might not need to be watered at all. That happens a lot with container-grown plants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the soil heats up, the roots, the plant sort of enters a sort of like stasis kind of, not really dormancy, but just not physically growing. And so sometimes those plants will take up less water, depending on the plant, of course. So check your containers, because things might look wilting because the pots are sopping wet and you're overwatering even though it's really hot and you think that the pot should be drying out. Sometimes they just don't. Okay. Especially if you have container plants growing in like shady areas. So this happens a lot, like with begonias. They just sort of stop using as much water. That root structure, the bulb structure, sort of stores water. And if the plant's not using it, then you're just sort of rotting it. So just be careful.
What about too with grass and starting to shoot out little seeds and those type of things? Am I going crazy on that? Like when it starts to get a little dry and a little desperate, it doesn't go to seed, or am I?
Well, some plants do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we have drought conditions, especially with trees and shrubs, you might see like an extra heavy seeding. The maples are seeding a lot this year, especially the Norways, the ones with the big leaves. Mm. And sometimes that is a reaction to stress, you know, so I think I'm dying, so I must procreate my line. And so, you know, I think that grass seeds when it gets to a certain size. And so if you're letting your lawn go, then you're also going to stop mowing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. If you have questions for Lisa, got something going on in the lawn, got something going on in the garden, got a question about something going on in the yard, Lisa would love to answer it for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, Lisa comes to us from The Bruce Company right at the Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. On Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. And their telephone number, 836-7041. That's 836-7041. Or to get it on the air right now with Lisa, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So with this, with kind of thinking about watering and those type of things, at night's the best time to water, isn't it?
No.
Okay. I love that answer there.
No, and I know that, excuse me, a lot of sprinkler systems kind of run usually just before dawn. Mm-hmm. It's when it's humid that also this warm, humid weather sort of exasperates fungal development. And a lot of fungus will travel much more quickly if there's moisture on foliage than just sporing through the air. So it's best to, if you're watering with sort of a sprinkler system where it's going to get the foliage wet, it's best to do that in a way that gives the foliage time to dry off before. You don't want it sitting with water, especially at night.
I saw a video of a guy that not so much just for his lawn, but just for trespassers. He rigged up a camera and a little computer. So when people would cut across his lawn.
Some people have way too much time on their hands. You know, there are people who are hungry.
There are people, you know.
Like, seriously.
You can go to space. You can build a high-tech sprinkler system, or you could feed people, you know. It is, but it's pretty amazing with that ingenuity. Then, would early in the day be more ideal? Can't wait for the sun to
come up. Yes, I think that's the best time. But you know, your schedule doesn't always allow that.
Yeah.
So if you've got a water, it's better to water, I think, at an inappropriate time than it is to not water at all right now. So you got to pick your battles.
Yeah. Is that a lot about what gardening and taking care of things? You're kind of choosing.
Taking care of anything. Yes. Taking care of children. Yes. Taking care of pets. You've got to pick your battles.
Talking this morning with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company. If you've got a question for Lisa, I'd love to get you on the air right now. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can always stop on in and say hello to Lisa and the whole crew at the Middleton Gardens of the Bruce Company, right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's right in Middleton. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Online, brucecompany.com, and Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. We are still well in summer.
We
still got a month or two. We got some time.
We've got time.
Yeah.
I think if you want to start thinking about, especially with veg gardening, mm-hmm. sort of doing sort of a late season sowing, it would be time to start thinking about that. You know, if you're once the temperatures sort of moderate a little bit, you could plant lettuce or spinach. You could plant a number of short season crops. You can always see that when you look at the seed packet, and it'll give you days to from germination to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can usually harvest into September here. You know, we don't normally get our first frost till October-ish, normally. So you've got a solid 60 days of time. So little small carrots, snap peas, all kinds of things that you could go ahead and put in now to enjoy yet this season.
That is awesome stuff. So it's good to still get some stuff in the soil, get stuff going. And, of course, stop on in and say hello at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. And, of course, as we've still got summertime to enjoy, there are some things still on sale, too. Some opportunities there.
Yes, and speaking of seeds, you mm-hmm. could save our remaining seeds are, I think, 50 to 70% off.
Oh.
So really? You could stop in and pick up some seeds. And, of course, we've got... You know, there's some nursery stock on sale, bald and burlap trees. If you want a little bit of instant gratification in your yard, or you had something that came down in the storm and you need to, you know, you don't want to start with something super small. So you can save 30% on bald and burlap trees.
That's really good. It's awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah. And that's a nice little
bonus.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can plant any time mm-hmm. of the season here in Wisconsin. It's tricky when you're talking about transplanting. So that's like physically taking something out of the ground and moving it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little bit different. But planting something that's in a pot or has already been dug out is fine. At this time of year, you just have to be aware of the watering issues. So plants need water to establish. And when it's as hot and dry as it has been this year, you just need to make sure that you do your best to get the plant ready and establishing before the winter comes, which it is coming.
It will come eventually. I've heard rumors that does go. We said
it never stays away.
with the potted and the burlaps, is that just because we know where the roots are and you're not worried about?
You're not cutting. You're not damaging roots. So mm-hmm. transplanting, you know. No matter how careful you are, you're going to cut some roots on things that are established. And so then those roots have to be replaced. And the plant has to sort of deal with that damage first, the shock of that. But when you're planting something that's already happened to it, there's, you know, sometimes, especially in pots, some new small root development at the edges, you'll see... At the garden center, as we get further along into the season, plants get a little more pot-bound than maybe they were when you first got them in the spring. So,
important time.
So it's good to plant. You just mm-hmm. have to be not a laissez-faire gardener. You need to water.
You got
to
get on that.
Yeah. If you're a gardener that like waters a couple times and then forgets about it, then you want to plant in the spring.
There we
Just
go.
Just recognize your strengths and weaknesses.
Pick your battles, right?
Pick your battles.
Our theme for this morning.
She is the theme for today.
She is Lisa Briggs. She comes to us from the Brewers Company. Love to hear from you this morning. If you've got a question, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air with Lisa. Of course, you can always stop on in and say hello to Lisa and the whole crew at the Middleton Garden Center of the Brewers Company at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brewscompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Brews Company. And I noticed although you guys have so many golds, I don't know that.
We did.
Best of Madison. Not
I
surprising.
Know. 15 years in a row.
Oh, that's impressive, though.
I know. I'm impressed. They stopped by the store and dropped off some donuts and balloons. And
oh, really?
We had a little video.
Did the guys from Hertz Donuts across the road be staring at you guys going, wait a second, what kind are they eating over there?
I think they were from Greenbush because I think that they had a whole bunch of stops to go to places that they went to, and Greenbush was before us.
Oh, you guys lucked out.
I think that Greenbush, thank you, Greenbush, I think they probably sort of got all those donuts together for all the winners after Greenbush.
Oh, man, that's so nice. Is there like a pay it forward? Do you guys put a couple of seed packets in for the next?
We didn't. I didn't even think about that, but
I just see the guys at Hertz Donuts staring through the window going, do you see what they're eating? Lisa Briggs comes to us from the Brews Company in the Middleton Garden Center, located right at 2830 Parmet Street, the website, brewscompany.com. Telephone number to get on the air right now, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa and take your call next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Brews Company continues right here on 1310 WIBA. To 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living, brought to you by The Brews Company online, brewscompany.com. That's brewscompany.com on Facebook and social media, The Brews Company. Best thing to do right now, stop on in and say hello right at the Middleton Garden Center of The Brews Company at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Or if you've got a question for Lisa from The Brews Company, we'll get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And I know you guys started, I mentioned the website, you guys started a My Favorite Plant series up on
yeah.
there.
We did that last year, too. It's been a lot of fun for the staff.
I was gonna say one of the staff members that does the smoke bush. It's I don't know who it is.
Oh, I can't remember.
But she's got her smoke bush and she's like got this plant and she's like hugging it and she's like rocking it like it's a baby. Like I don't think she realizes she's doing it, but she's just grinning ear to ear as you're talking with her. And I thought, oh, that is the coolest thing ever. That's a passion for plants for sure.
Well, and we always say, what's your favorite plant today?
Yeah.
Because it's always changing.
Yeah.
Like nobody who's a big gardener only has one favorite plant.
Yeah. what's yours today, Lisa?
Today. I would say for like this part of the summer, I usually love my hostas because I have a very shady yard and it's also got sort of a Asian vibe to it. And the hostas provide a lot of really beautiful color. It's all greens.
Yeah.
But I find it quite beautiful and soothing. So at this time of year, I'd have to say my hostas.
You know who else loves hostas?
Quite a collection.
Deer.
Yes.
Oh, man, do they love
rabbits
those
plants. Rabbits,
too. Oh, do they?
In the spring when they're not at so much at this time of year, but when they're just emerging.
Mm.
Also slugs, like hostas.
I bet just get right in those
knock
leaves.
Knock on wood, I don't have a big slug problem, though.
321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Lisa, love to get you on the air. Of course, Lisa comes to us from the Brews Company, and they are located right at 2830 Parmet Street. And Jim joins us this morning. Jim, welcome to Everyday Outdoor Living. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Brews Company.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
See, I transplanted about 15 apple trees this spring, and they were just starting to bud out when we put them in. I've been doing it. I got a fairly sizable orchard, and I don't think I quite gave enough water this spring. And now we've gone in this drought, severe drought, and obviously all this heat, and they're showing signs of stress. They have been for probably most of the summer.
Okay.
And my question is, how much water should I be giving them?
So how are you watering, Jim? Are you using like an overhead method?
I'm doing it with 5-gallon buckets. Right now, I'm giving them 10 gallons every fourth day.
And okay.
It's in clay.
Okay.
So it holds, it retains the water. It's not running out. It holds in there pretty good.
Are they mulched?
No.
Okay.
No, they're ball and bird lab. I didn't put any mulch in.
Mulching the planting zone will help retain the water. It also kind of, you can build that little dish because you don't want the mulch to touch the trunks. That will give you a place to sort of put water. I think that Michigan State University did a study some years back about different kinds of cover crops for production of fruit, and they show that mulch, you had the best fruit production if you had mulch as opposed to grass or some other kind of cover crop. So mulching is always good. Once the heat breaks, you might want to try getting some root stimulator just to see if you can get some of those small roots developed before we go into fall. But I would say, as far as watering's concerned, buckets are always hard because you pour it on there and you think that it's going in, but it might be not penetrating. So I would try, if you can, a way to water more slowly. So if you've got buckets, maybe put some holes in the buckets and then set the bucket on the root zone, fill it with water, and then if you can do that, and then let that water go more slowly instead of just dumping it, you might have better penetration that way. But I think every fourth or fifth day, but you've got to check your soil and see what's going on.
Sure. So how far down would you dig in to like 6 inches to see if it's staying moist?
Yeah, you don't want to damage any roots, but I would say, you know, if the top couple, 3 inches is dry, then go ahead and water.
Okay. Since I did up the watering, I have noticed there's some signs of recovery. Some of the top leaves are sprouting. They're sprouting new leaves.
Yeah, so you want to watch for those buds and see, you know, if twigs are flexible and you flick a little bit of bark off the twigs and you see that green tissue underneath, you know, you have a good shot that they're going to, you know, even if they might not recover fully this year, that you have a decent shot next spring. But just remember, since they're stressed out, next spring, if we have a similar spring to like this year where it's dry, you're going to want to water again.
Got it. Almost like they're new. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Got it. And so if I can get them, so right now the leaves are probably 3/4 open. They're not complete. Some of them are not completely, mm-hmm. which, you know, shown signs of stress. If I can get them to make it to what, end of September, mid-September, and then if they go dormant, they got a good chance of making it through the winter?
I think so. Especially, okay. Like I said, especially if their twigs are still flexible and you don't see like the bark looks like it's it's wrinkly because it's maybe drying out and pulling away. So just check all those fine twigs really closely and see what they look like.
So regarding the mulch, we dug probably maybe it's a 36-inch diameter around them, and we built a little dike because they're on a hill,
mm-hmm.
on a hillside,
mm-hmm.
so it catches the water. Do I just fill that area up with the mulch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
and if you're on a slope, then especially you want to slow down your delivery of water. Because if you're just taking a bucket and sort of slowly pouring it on there, no matter how slow you're pouring a bucket of water, I guarantee you're losing some of it to gravity.
Okay, and then how deep are we putting the mulch?
Oh, 2-3 inches.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then one last question. They're starting to get the rust on them. Which
okay.
It seems like all the young ones that I do every year get this rust. And is neem the best product, or eight, or what?
Neem and eight are insecticides. So rust is a fungus. So you want to use a fungicide.
A fungicide.
Yes. I would use Infuse. We have it, comes in a hose end sprayer, so it's really easy if you have a lot of area to cover.
Yep.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, 150 trees. So.
Yeah. Yeah, get something, get a concentrate that you can spray. Yeah. Don't do that little, like, you know, trigger bottle.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And get carpal tunnel really fast.
Jim.
Yeah, exactly.
Great question this morning. Thanks for the time. That's a good No, that's.
They get stuck.
Yes. I'm going to grab one more call here in just a moment, but real quick, Lisa, of course, you guys had the big broad fry over the weekend, but there's always stuff going on at the Brews Company. That's one of the nice things about just stopping in is it's always like, it's a fun experience.
I think so.
Yeah, people stop in.
It's
and
It's fairly fun to go to work there.
Yeah. What's popular right now? It's kind of what are you seeing? Not pink flamingos.
No, not pink flamingos. You all should see Sean's shirt. It's a very tasteful pink flamingo shirt.
Classy.
But right now people are looking for color. So a lot of coneflowers and black-eyed Susans, that kind of stuff is going out the door. Also, this last week we got in our big zinnia pots.
Ooh.
So they're like, I don't know, 8 or 10 inch, but the plants are huge, like a footstool of zinnias.
Okay. Sounds absolutely lovely. Let's go to Jenny. Jenny, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Brews Company.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I called a while back. I had the Pink Lady seeds in the apple that were germinating.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and a lot of the bunnies or mice or something ate a bunch of them off. I've got a couple left. And they're getting kind of like a white film over them, like a mildew.
You've got powdery mildew.
Okay. What can I do about it, or is it?
Powdery mildew is a fungus. It's a really interesting fungus. It needs the host plant to live. So unlike some funguses that will cause the leaves to die and then fall off, powdery mildew wants the plant to live. So it looks like you maybe sprayed milk over it. It's kind of grayish.
Yeah.
Just any fungicide will work. Okay. There are a number of them on the market. Your plants are small, so you don't need to worry about something that's going to be especially formulated for fruiting plants, even though these are apples, since they're not bearing right now. So any fungicide will work.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great question, Jenny. Thanks for calling back. Thanks for the update. And Lisa, thanks for your time this morning. Good stuff, as always. Lisa comes to us from the Brews Company, located right at 2830 Parmenter Street in Middleton. The website, brewscompany.com. That's brewscompany.com. Sam checks back in from Troll Bites. He'll join us next here on 1310 WIBA.